You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
From Steven in Bethesda. I know you love Jaden Daniels, but I would take Justin Herbert every day of the week and twice on Sunday if I were starting a team. This is his breakout year. He is sensational as a drop back and, as you say, an extend the play quarterback. Yeah, I wouldn't take Justin Herbert over Jaden Daniels, and I think Justin Herbert's great. I think he's an incredible talent. He's also not gotten it done in some of their bigger games. They blew that huge lead against Jacksonville in the playoffs a few years back, and he was horrendous in the postseason game against Houston last year. I think he threw four picks in that game and was sacked like six times. I want to go back and just look to see. I mean, he fell apart, and went under pressure, the ball was just going up for grabs over and over again. And by the way, he does that on occasion. You know, like on Sunday, Sanders still caught the one that Penix threw right to him. It was a terrible throw. You might get one or two of those opportunities on Sunday. The playoff game against Houston, he was 14 of 32. For 242 yards, that's a pretty good yards per completion average. One touchdown, four interceptions. He got sacked four times in the game. They lost 32-12 in that game. I like Herbert, and he's got a lot of career left, and he's going to play in a lot of big games because he's that good, and he'll elevate his team more often than not to being a good team. You know, even this year where it started 3-0, and people were saying, this is Herbert's year. Maybe, you know, a breakout MVP caliber year. And then he puts up the game where he is struggling against that Giant defense. Not exactly his fault, but even against Denver, even though he was phenomenal in the clutch, he got sacked five times and had, you know, a completion percentage in the 50s. In that game. That was a rugged game, man. I watched that game, and in sort of preparing for today's show, I went back and watched some of the plays in that game. That was a tremendous game. The Chargers beating the Broncos in week two. Really, really good football game. And the play, the touchdown pass he threw to Keenan Allen to tie the game down 20-13 late in the game was just an unbelievable throw. And catch by Keenan Allen, but he was under duress. That guy, Nick Benito, who I mentioned yesterday, really is becoming a superstar as a pass rusher in Denver. And he unloads a ball that is on the money, moving to his left. He's gifted, there's no doubt. But no, I'm not taking Herbert over Jaden Daniels. Just not. You know, of course, the irony of all of this is the Chase Young draft year. If you know, you don't have a coach coming in that's sort of got to commit to Dwayne Haskins because the owner really likes the player, maybe they go Herbert, maybe they go Tua. I mean, look, I wanted Chase Young the whole way clearly wrong. That was a busted pick. But I thought Chase Young was a transcendent talent, a Miles Garrett-level talent coming out. All right, back to the phone lines. How do they pull it off Sunday? No Terry, no Noah Brown, potentially no Debo. But they will have five back at quarterback. How do they pull it off? Jeff in Clarksburg, go ahead.
Hey, you got to keep Mariota in there. Mariota is not a bum. He's showing he's more than capable, but Jaden is not ready.
How do you know that?
If you heard him in the press conference, did he sound confident when he kept talking about that knee brace? He did not. He's going to be a sitting duck back there. He's not going to be able to run the RPO like Mariota's going to be able to run it, and we're going to have to keep up. The offense hasn't missed a beat with Mariota, but Jaden, that RPO is not going to be there. He's going to be hesitant to run because you heard him in the press conference. He's not confident with that knee brace. He's never played with a knee brace. If he's not ready, he's not ready.
Okay, so a couple things. I do agree with you, and I've had this vision of him being in a knee brace and looking like a different quarterback and not being able to play like he's able to play. But we don't know for sure that he's going to wear the knee brace. That hasn't been determined as of yet. And I was talking to Jay Gruden, and Jay said they're making these knee braces now in a way in which even the mobile quarterbacks, and you've seen it with some of them, including Lamar, who had, I guess, had to wear one a year or two ago briefly, that they can play their normal game. But I will admit, Jeff, that the idea of him in like a clunky knee brace, I just wonder what he'll look like, you know, from a style standpoint. But if he's ready to go and he's 100%, he plays. Mariota doesn't play. They've got a better shot with Jaden playing.
He's not 100%.
Well, they wouldn't. Then they're not going to play him.
Of a get down. You know, when a scrambler, he's not that great of a get down scrambler. So to give him an extra clunk, you know what I mean? Trying to get down, like, if he's not ready, he's not ready. Like, this is the franchise. Give him another week.
Okay, well, they gave him another week, and I think it was last week. I think that was the give him another week. Because listening to him, he was ready to go 2 weeks ago. Doctor medically called him out on Friday when they thought maybe it could be close. But they took care of him and they protected him last week by not allowing him to play. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. Let's go to Ian. Ian, how do they pull it off Sunday?
I think Jaden Daniels has to be Superman. This is a one-man team, and he has to elevate it to a different level. Even if there weren't the injuries, he has to be a Superman. But with the injuries, he has to be a transcendent player. We talked about Super Bowl, MVPs, all pros. He has to show that now. It's just that simple. Steve Suter's analysis was alarming at so many different levels. So he's got to be the guy to change the trajectory.
I agree with you, and my expectation is that he will. I will say I'm a little bit hesitant about this week with the knee brace thing. If he can't be Jaden Daniels, I don't think they would put him out there if he can't be. If he can be, this is one of those games. You are correct. This is one of those games, like last year against Cincinnati, you know, early in the year, like late in the year against Atlanta, like down, you know, against Philadelphia, where he's going to have to strap it to his back and carry them to a, you know, 28-27, 34-28 kind of a win. I agree with that. I mean, that's why I said this is really, make no mistake, if they're going to win this game, this has got to be about Jaden versus Justin, and Jaden's got to make the more amount of plays and the fewest number of mistakes. Thanks, Ian. Appreciate it. Let's go to Rylan. Rylan, how do they pull it off Sunday?
Hey, Kev. How they pull it off is by our savior, number five. Pretty plain and simple. I think he's going to make Luke McCaffrey look like his brother in his prime, and he's going to go for two tutties. And without Debo, he's going to have to. I think, of course, a turnover would help, but you definitely, referencing that knee brace, just gives you the shimmies of RG3, and hopefully he's not anywhere near that kind of level of.
I think the technology is better now, too.
Yeah, for sure. And I don't think, like you said, I don't think they're going to put him out there after 2 weeks of rest if he's not ready to go. And I think people people that are referencing Mariota clearly haven't listened to Steve's breakdown, because how can you even say you need to go back to him after last week's film breakdown? So I think
Mariota, he admitted, made a lot of plays too that kept them in the game. Mariota made a number of plays, but he thought some of the mistakes and some of the misses were egregious, no doubt.
Yes, and we can't have any of those on Sunday to get a win and come back over 500 and see what we got come the next year. So let's go find a win on Sunday and let's have one here.
Yeah, thanks for that. Joe Arrow texted me and said, "Where's Jamison Crowder? He's not anywhere, and he's not on this roster. And they just signed another receiver this week. They added the veteran Robbie Chosen to the practice squad. You know, they brought up Tame Martin. They made him active last week. Ja'Cory Brooks hasn't had that opportunity yet. If Jamison Crowder, you know, were someone they wanted to add, he's addable unless he just doesn't want to play anymore, because they've added multiple receivers to the practice squad here in recent weeks. Let's go to Anthony in DC. Anthony, how do they pull it off Sunday?
So they pull it off by running just enough to move the chains and keep our defense off the field. That's basically what it's going to come down to, whether they stack the box or not. If they can't run the ball, it's going to be a long day. Let me ask you a question. Are you one of those people who believes that Coach Joe's offense from the 80s and early 90s wouldn't work today?
No, I'm not a believer in that. I think that the one thing that would be missing is a lot of the motions that are a part of today's game, but I think Joe would have adapted. And I think Joe would have adapted to, a lot of the formational stuff and a lot of the motion stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, they did what they did at a super high level. And Joe, let's remember, if your vision of what you're describing is we're going to play slobber knocker, run the football, be physical, Joe did whatever it took to move the football, including airing it out in some of those years. You know, maybe in a different way that it would have been done today, but no, I think Joe Gibbs would have been successful in any era. He was an innovator. He was a creator.
I think there's one team in today's NFL that he would have a field day with if he was the head coach. And you probably know who it is.
What do you mean? Coaching against or coaching with?
No, coaching with.
I don't know. Tell me.
The answer is obvious. Baltimore.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, he'd fit into that culture. But again, remember,
Coach Joe with their
remember team. They aired it out in '83. They were the best passing offense in '91. You know, with the three receivers, with the posse. Nobody threw more bombs in '91 than Mark Rippon did. And then they'd come back and run it down your throat with the lead in the second half. But they got the lead by throwing the football.
Right, but what I'm saying is the play action. Could you imagine Coach Joe Gibbs with Derrick Henry, a.k.a. John Riggins?
Yeah, yeah.
The play action would kill the
probably lead. Like Scataboo in his backfield as well. Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate it. Let's go to Billy in Chantilly. How do they pull it off Sunday?
Kevin, were the Niners in the smell test last night?
They were not. I thought about it, but the line went up significantly. Kevin, there was a lot of sharp money on the Rams when all the injuries started to pile up. But I liked him at the beginning of the week. Just didn't
I heard an 81% handle on the Rams.
Yeah, but there was also a lot of sharp money on the Rams as well. So that's not my formula.
Even at 81%? Yeah, okay. I've had a little different formula, I guess.
The handle, yes. But go ahead.
Yeah, the handle. I didn't get to weigh in on the defense. If I could, just briefly, I would say everything that's good about the defense, I would say, is Quinn and Josh related, ownership related, and everything that's bad is Schneider related. That would be my observation, just generally speaking. The best thing that can happen to us as an organization is they slow down the Jaden run, keep him out of trouble. The guy has got the best arm probably in the history of the league. He's a tremendous pocket passer. He reads defenses better than anybody in the league. He's got a lightning bolt for an arm. So that's the formula. That's the formula for the next decade, and we'll probably win 6 or 7 Super Bowls if you keep him in the pocket, keep the knee braces off him, keep him getting injured.
I mean, he does it all, by the way, speaking Mandarin Chinese, which is amazing as well, and playing an incredible violin. The guy is – he's the greatest in the history of the game. There's no doubt about it. Yeah.
Best I've ever seen.
All right, great analysis. Thanks. Let's go to Paulie. Paulie, how do they pull it off Sunday?
Big guy, hail to the W.
Hail to the W.
How you doing, man?
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm good.
So Jaden's been out 2 games after catching a beatdown against the Packers. We got injuries all across the board. You can't make this a Jaden versus Justin Herbert, man. This has to be a team effort. You got to run the ball and stop the run. Said it last week. Run the ball, stop the run. Mario Hampton had over 124 yards last week against the Giants. So they're going to feed him because Najee Harris is hurt. You know, their offensive line is hurt, so they definitely want to feed him. But you got to run the ball and stop the run. We got to slow the game down to speed the game up.
And, that deserves to be etched into a stone somewhere.
We need to slow the game down and speed the game up, man.
Yeah.
And we got to set the tone on offense. You know, we can't be on the road and you try to run a trick play on the first play of the game. To get
I'd rather not be super fancy with a jet sweep for -3 on the first play of the game.
Right. We just got to be fundamentally sound, man. You know what I mean? Run the ball, stop the run. Slow the game down and speed the game up, and we should come home with a victory, man.
It is your simplicity that makes you so complex. I've always said that about you and my buddy Tom Lavero. Slow the game down so you can speed the game up. But by the way, you have to run the football if their invitation with their defense is go ahead and run the football. And they've shown that a lot on first and second down this year. You cannot get fancy. You can't come out and be pass happy against, you know, nickel, dime, too high, run the football. It's something they can do this year. It is definitely something with the O-line and with the backs that they can have success doing. And yes, I want Jaden to be a part of that run game. Okay, I want zone read to be a part of it. I do. I don't want him in quarterback counter. I don't want him in quarterback power. We don't need to see that on Sunday, especially if he's wearing a knee brace. Please, Cliff, keep away from the designed runs. Option runs, scrambles, no problem. All right, thanks, Paulie. Appreciate it. This time of year is the best time of the year if you've been thinking about replacing older windows. If you've got older windows that are stuck, they're hard to open, they're hard to close and keep closed, they're cracked. The return of winter, which is right around the corner, chillier air, as we've had the last couple of days, it's going to get into your home. Your heating bills are going to be too high. You can eliminate those annoying drafts once and for all with top quality replacement windows from Window Nation. And right now is a good time to do it. First of all, you'll get them in before winter arrives. Secondly, the deal right now is 2 free windows with every 2 purchased. You are guaranteed 1-day installation with this offer. And you have the option, if you choose to finance the purchase, to not pay anything until the year 2027. No down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest charged for 2 full years. That's a big savings with the holidays coming up. I've mentioned many times Window Nation is totally trustworthy. They've got over 45,000 5-star reviews, a 96% customer satisfaction rating. They've installed over 3 million windows, and they offer a lifetime warranty. There's no risk. It starts with an in-home free estimate. They'll leave you with the quote. You can decide what to do. Call them at 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com to schedule that fast, free free in-home estimate. Mention my name. They'll come out and give you that estimate in a day or less. They'll take really good care of you. WindowNation.com for buy two, get two free without paying a dime for 2 years.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, we start off across the pond, Kev. We head across the Atlantic where the Minnesota Vikings will take on the Cleveland Browns. Dylan Gabriel making his first start as an NFL quarterback against the Vikings defense that ranks number 3 in passing yards allowed. Browns are going to have to use that rushing attack if they want to have a shot. Kickoff, 9:30 a.m. Head referee is Scott Novak. The line, Vikings are favored by 3.5 points. The over-under is 36. Kevin, what time do you think most of America shuts this game off?
Well, I actually think it's a really intriguing matchup. Like last week's, you know, doubling game, Vikings and Steelers, which turned out to be a pretty good game. First of all, I can't believe we're here at week 5 already.
I know.
We're in October, week 5. This is actually a great month of football because we start to learn more about these teams, both on Saturdays and Sundays. And these games start to take on, you know, a little bit more meaning. I mean, when you only have 17, they are all meaningful. But, you know, the Browns defense is right now at a historic rate as a run defense in particular. They are dominating teams up front. They're allowing 2.7 yards per carry. That's it. And the offensive line for the Vikings is in tatters. I mean, they lost multiple players last week, including Brian O'Neill, their right tackle, their veteran right tackle. This could be an absolute bloodbath up front for the Vikings, who, by the way, have have Carson Wentz at quarterback. He actually did some good things last week, but also did those things that he often does, which is he doesn't see it all the time, and he just takes a massive number of hits and sacks, which is what we saw here, you know, at times. I actually really give the Browns a shot. Dylan Gabriel's going to start. They benched Joe Flacco. You know, Flacco was not good, but their offensive line has been terrible. And what Kevin Stefanski did here is he's like, against a Brian Flores defense, I need mobility at the quarterback position. Flacco, by the way, is still the backup with Shadur as the third stringer. Can I just, we didn't talk about the Shadur miming thing from the other day. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Of course I know what you're talking about. I wanted to send it to you so we could play it, but I don't think it would translate very well.
There's nothing
to
play. Shadur Sanders was interviewed after the decision was made to go to Dylan Gabriel, but to keep him as a third-string quarterback, and he mimed his answer. He mouthed it without, you know, actually any audio. Now, this was in response, you know, a lot of people believe, to Rex Ryan really going after him on Greenberg's Get Up in the Morning show on ESPN. And that, you know, but here's the thing. Why is a third string quarterback being interviewed? You have to, as a PR outfit in Cleveland, you have to not allow Shadur Sanders to do media. He's the third string quarterback. Josh Johnson's not doing media. I understand Shadur Sanders is different, but you're in the NFL now. You know, this is the big boy league, and it doesn't matter where you came from or who your father is. Third string quarterbacks don't get media availability. Teams don't let their third string quarterbacks talk, period. And he didn't talk, technically. This is an interesting matchup, though. I'm telling you, this Browns defense, if you haven't watched it yet, if you haven't watched what Myles Garrett is doing or what rookie Mason Graham is doing against an absolutely depleted offensive line, injury ravaged for the Vikings, this is going to be interesting. Like, Jordan Mason, by the way, is a good back. You cannot run the football against Cleveland. Can't. Impossible. I actually think the Browns win this game on Sunday. I think they figure out a way to win it. I don't know what to expect from Dylan Gabriel. I loved Dylan Gabriel as a college quarterback with one exception. He's like 5'8", 5'9". He is short, really short. But God, does he see it and throw with anticipation. Or he did it at the college level, for sure. All right, what's next?
All right, so this next game, we head to Baltimore for the battle between 2-1-3 teams who made the playoffs last year. Houston comes into this one off a 26-zippy win over the Titans. The Ravens enter this game off 37-20 loss to the Chiefs, and boy, are these Ravens banged up. Doesn't sound like we're going to have Lamar out there. They're also missing Ronnie Stanley, and all of their starting corners are on the injury report. Yeah. Kickoff is at 1 p.m., head referee Lane Clark. The line currently Texans -2, over-under is 40.5. Can the Ravens tread water here, or is there a big opportunity for C.J. Stroud to give the Texans some extra momentum going forward, Kevin?
Big opportunity for the Texans this week. You didn't even mention Kyle Hamilton, Marlon Humphrey. You said they're second or their corners. But, I mean, this Ravens team is, boy, I feel like we say this every year, so I don't think it's a new thing, but it certainly seems like more teams aren't just losing one player. They're losing a lot of players. The 49ers last night, they won. Washington's, you know, down a lot of players. Baltimore has been really stung by the injury bug. No Lamar means, can Derrick Henry, you know, against a pretty stout defense for Houston, can he carry them? I don't know, man. I like the Texans. I don't think the Texans are a bad football team. Their offensive line isn't very good, but, you know, their first three games that they lost were all winnable games. All of them were winnable. They lost all of them down the stretch with chances to win. It was against the Rams in the opener, the Monday night game against the Bucks when Baker Mayfield drove him down the field and won basically in the final 30 seconds. And then, hold on, who did they play in week three? They had a chance to win that game too. The Jags, they had a chance to win that game too. I don't think Houston in their season is anywhere near over, and this is a huge opportunity for him. It would not surprise me at all if they go into Baltimore and win because of all of the injuries.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking the same way. All right, so this is the first like big little one that I think we're all going to forget about. The 1 p.m. matchup between the Dolphins and the Panthers. Two, and the Dolphins look like they were able to sustain something against the Jets defense. And it's smelly Monday Night Football doubleheader. Carolina comes into this one off a bad loss to the Patriots, where they haven't really looked competitive the past couple weeks. Last time it was really that when they made that surge against Arizona. Kickoff at 1 p.m. Head referee Clay Martin. Live line, Dolphins -1, over under 44.5. Can this be a get-right game for Carolina, or do you think the Dolphins handle business, step back to the beach?
A get-right game is as if they're going to right their season.
Yeah, right.
I like Carolina in this game. I definitely like Carolina in this game. Tariq Hill is obviously done for the season, so now it's, you know, Tua and Jalen Waddle, right? And, you know, their tight ends and their backs. What's interesting about Carolina, okay, is they got absolutely run last week by the Patriots. But a little bit closer of a look, because I did take a look at this game, and I wanted to take a look at it because of our NFL buy and sell yesterday, because I wanted to sell the Patriots. I wanted to look for a reason to sell the Patriots. This was a game that basically, you know, came down to the Patriots just dominating, you know, in the red zone. They were 4 for 4. They got into it, and Drake May made play after play, and they did a good job in this game. I don't think Carolina is as bad as everybody thinks they are. Now, is Chuba Hubbard playing?
I believe his status is very much in doubt, but I'm not. Listen, we've had miracles happen.
They're the team that blew out Atlanta the week before. They're the team that nearly pulled off a comeback against Arizona on the road. I don't know what to think of Carolina. I like them because I don't think anybody will like them Sunday. And the Dolphins are coming off a Monday night game. This is a terrible game to talk about. Go move on to the next one.
Yeah, Chuba Hubbard officially out, according to Rappaport. Yeah, according to Rapp.
Well, that's a big loss. Hubbard's a good back.
He is. All right. We head to Lucas Oil Stadium, where Danny Dimes and his 3-1 Colts host Geno Smith and the Raiders. The Colts rank 3 in total offense, and the Raiders 22 in points allowed. Colts looked really solid against the Rams last week, who could end up becoming a playoff team. Kickoff 1 p.m., head referee is Alex Kemp. Colts are favored by 6.5 or 7, depending on where you get it. Over under 47.5. Colts win, Raiders cover, or is the Colts offense too much for Pete Carroll, Kev?
Raiders definitely have a chance to cover. Man, the Colts kind of gave one away. When you think about it, the Rams were kind of lucky to win the game last week, and then they lost last night. As good as the Rams are, they're very close to being a 2-3 football team instead of 3-2. The Colts, if you don't know, they really, really hurt themselves in this game, including with one of those, you know, touchdowns that ended up not being a touchdown because Adonai Mitchell basically fumbled the ball going across the goal line, and it went out of the end zone. It wasn't a drop situation. It was about, you know, he was going to raise the ball up in the air, and he lost control before he crossed the goal line in that game. And the Rams won it on an 88-yard touchdown pass. The Colts, I think, are good. You know, we've said this about the Colts the last couple of years, that they are actually a good roster. They've had a good roster. I mean, I like them to bounce back and win at home. I don't know about the number. I don't like this game either way. The Raiders got Ashton Jeanty going last week. Let's see if they can make it 2 weeks in a row. That's going to be the thing with them, man. Geno's thrown 6 picks in three in two of the last 3 games, 6 total. You do that against Indy, and it's going to be, you know, 38-10.
Yeah, especially
I like the Colts to win, though. I don't really like the game from a betting standpoint.
Yeah, I feel that. There's a lot kind of at play there. I mean, because you don't really know what the Colts are going to be look like secondary-wise, especially with Xavier Howard retiring.
Jeanty, by the way, in watching the performance he had last week against the Bears, man, his lower body strength,
unbelievable,
is incredible. It is so hard to wrap him up and get him to the ground when he's got a little bit of forward motion. He had a big run, went for, you know, 138 last week. I said this, I think, to you yesterday. Tyler Warren is as a rookie tight end, the Penn State kid, who, by the way, can throw the football too, if you watched Penn State last year. He is having a phenomenal start to this season. Right now, I think would potentially win Offensive Rookie of the Year. He leads all tight ends in receiving yards.
Yeah, they were lining him up in the backfield on goal line situations. He was getting direct snaps and just trying to power it in. I like Warren a lot. I think he's on my fantasy team.
I think his yardage, I think I read this and I'm looking for it here. I think his yardage in the first four games is the most for a tight end in a rookie season, including Bowers last year in NFL history. Here it is. Yeah, he's got 19 catches for 263 yards in four games. The most yards for a tight end in his rookie year over the first four games of his career. He's been outstanding. What do you got next?
Next one, New York Giants take on the New Orleans Saints. They head down to the Superdome with one win under their belt, but Giants can say certainly a little bit more than the Saints. Giants, the first 0-3 team to defeat a 3-0 team since 2008, but the eye test tells me that the Saints were pretty frisky last week against the Bills. Kickoff at 1 p.m. Head referee is Alan Eck. The line currently Saints minus 1.5. Over under is 41.5.
Down to 1.5.
That's
saw it at 2.5.
I got it. I saw it 1.5 today. Last night. I don't know. It could have changed in the past 24 hours. But it appears.
I mean, I'll just tell you, I like the Saints this week.
I was going to say
in the smell test. You said something at the beginning. The Giants were the first 0-3 team to beat a 3-0 team
since 2008. Yeah.
Since 2008. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, it seems like that probably has happened before.
No, that's definitely
Spencer Rattler has played okay. They were down 21-16 with the ball in the fourth quarter at Buffalo last week. They ended up kicking a field goal, and it was 21-19. But they were in the game. The Saints, with the exception of that Seattle game, have been in every game that they've played. And, you know, I think it was Sala, the defensive coordinator for the 49ers after week two, who unsolicited said, that kid, meaning Spencer Rattler, he's going to be a good quarterback. And last week against Buffalo, 18 of 27, not a lot of yards, but he didn't make any big mistakes in the game. I like the Saints. They're 0-4. They've been close, and they weren't close against Seattle. I think they get it done at home. The Giants got it done with their defense last week. I think the Saints could get it done with their defense this week against Jackson Dart. I like the Saints.
Yeah, I do as well. All right, to the Meadowlands, where the Cowboys pay a visit to the other New York team, the Jets. The Cowboys enter off their Sunday night tie with the Green Bay Packers. Jets off a loss to the division rival Dolphins. Jets have one of the best rushing attacks in the league right now. They rank number 3 in yards per carry. And as we all know, the Cowboys secondary ranks dead last in yards per attempt and passing yards per game. Can the Cowboys defense hold strong, or will the Jets be able to pound the rock for a full 60, Kev?
I think the Jets can pound the rock for a full 60 and win this game outright.
I agree.
The Cowboys coming off that 40-40 tie, they're obviously very good. This Dallas team is going to be a team where every week you're like, we can run the football, we can throw the football, we can possess the football. If we are a lesser team, we got to win the game on offense by keeping their offense off the field. And I think the Jets are capable of doing it. They had a loss on Monday night, short week at home, but Dallas had, you know, a long Sunday night game that went to the final play of overtime. I actually like the Jets to pull off an upset here with Justin Fields and their run game playing well as a short dog.
All right, we head to the best, the link, where the best offensive line in football and Bo Nix take on Jalen Carter and the Eagles' massive defensive front. But speaking of defensive fronts, the Broncos have been incredible. They currently lead the NFL with 15 sacks this season and rank number 2 in points allowed per game, but it's all going to come down to the red zone in this one. The Broncos rank number 1 in red zone defense, only allowing a touchdown 25% of the time, while the Eagles have yet to be stopped when they reach the red zone, scoring a touchdown 100% of the time. Kickoff at 1 p.m. Head referee Adrian Hill. Live line, Broncos +4. Over under is 43.5. Who stands tall in this one, Kev?
This is going to be a fascinating game, and I'm thrilled that we get to sit down and watch it live. I know everybody will be red zoning it or whatever. This is one of those where I think you want to watch it and not lose the kind of feel and flavor of it, because this is a hell of a matchup. Denver is good on defense, man, like legit good. I've already talked about Nick Benito this week. Jonathan Cooper is really good. You got Franklin Myers in that front. Of course, you know, on the back end, you got Sertan. This is a good football team, a better football team than I thought it would be before the season started. I mean, they've got speed, they've got size on offense. Sutton's a legit star. Marvin Mims is one of the fastest players. I mean, there's a little bit at times with Mims, Tyreek Hill in him. They've got the rookie RJ Harvey running well and catching the ball out of the backfield, the kid from UCF. We talked about all the running backs before the draft. Harvey went to Denver. And J.K. Dobbins, talked about him yesterday, 323 yards, 5.7 yards in his first four games, and he was just hanging out there the whole offseason. The key to this game is Bo Nix. You know, don't make mistakes. Make the plays you have to make. Don't beat your team. And if he can do that against Philadelphia, even though they're short week coming east, I think the Broncos have a chance to win this game. I really do. This should be a hell of a football game. Philly figures it out, right? They figure out how to win. I don't think that this matchup for them against the Broncos defense is going to be the best. I see Philly potentially losing for the first time this year.
I could see that. My gut tells me it's going to end in a Philadelphia Eagles field goal to win the game. They'll win by three.
Well, that would be a Denver cover.
Exactly. All right, yeah. Titans head west to take on the Cardinals. Cam Ward said it himself this week after their loss to the Texans. If we keep it a buck, we ass. And the Cardinals are trying to climb above 500. Brian Callahan's seat gets hotter and hotter with each passing day. Kickoff at 4:05. The white hat for this one, Sean Smith. The Cardinals favored by 7.5 points. Over-under is 41.5. Kevin, can Brian Callahan cool his seat off in this hot Arizona sun?
Nah.
Or do the Kyler Murray and the Cardinals roll?
I don't have a feel for this one. I almost considered Tennessee as a play this week, but God, they are awful right now. And it's not, you know, it's not like a short number sort of, you know, grabbing my attention, but they're struggling right now, and there's internal stuff going on. This is a big spot for the Cardinals because, you know, the Cardinals started off 2-0, but it was the Saints and the Panthers, and then they, you know, lost on a walk-off field goal against the 49ers and the same against the Seahawks at home. You know, they think they can be a factor in the NFC West. They think they can be a factor in the NFC wildcard race. If they're going to be, they got to win games like this and win them handily. And I think that the Cardinals are good enough to win this football game against the Titans at home. They've got a couple of interesting games coming up, including next week in Indy. So, you know, a loss here would be devastating for their hopes of being a contender in the NFC and in their division this year. Cardinals get this one done.
Like it. All right, this next game I would normally be pretty locked in on if it weren't for our team playing in the exact same window, but it's going to be a really fun one. We've got the Seattle Seahawks hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tampa enters this one off a loss to Philadelphia, but they seem to figure some things out in the second half. The Seahawks join off the mini-bye where kicker Jason Myers hit the game winner as time expired. Kickoff at 4:05. Head referee Craig Rolstad, live line right now is Bucks plus 3.5 or plus 3, wherever you can find it. Over under 44.5. Do the Bucks maintain their momentum, or can Seattle capitalize on some of this extra rest?
You said it. This could be a really good game and kind of an important, you know, early season game in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I just mentioned Seattle, Arizona wanting to be a part of the NFC West mix. So does Seattle. You know, in Seattle at this point, at 3-1, they've already, you know, got a win, you know, over the Cardinals on that Thursday night game. And they still have the Rams twice and the 49ers once or twice. No, they lost to the 49ers in the opener. Seattle did. Boy, this would be a big game for Mike Evans to be a part of. It's too bad that he won't be. But Baker Mayfield is as good as anybody in the league with the game on the line. He's as good as anybody in the league off schedule and creating plays. They are well coached. I think the other team is too. Man, I'm not a Sam. I like Sam Darnold, but I think with the defensive pressure that Todd Bowles can scheme up, I kind of like the Bucs to go in and win in Seattle. Tough place to win. Big game. You're right. This would be, you know, these were two expansion teams. The first kind of big expansion in the NFL back in the mid-70s. Seattle came in and Tampa came in simultaneously. By the way, did you know that when these two teams joined the NFL in 1976, Tampa was in the AFC and Seattle was in the NFC? And then both were in the NFC for a long period of time. Then they switched. Seattle was in the AFC, and then when they went to the current division alignment back in 99, Seattle joined and flipped and went over to the NFC when Houston joined the league. Just a little NFL trivia for you. I like the Bucs Sunday.
All right, I'm going to keep that NFL trivia. I'm going to put it in my back pocket for later.
I don't think you will.
I'm going to. So the next one, what was supposed to be Joe Burrow versus Jared Goff has devolved into Jake Browning versus a very hungry Lions team that seems eager to prove that losing both coordinators is not such a big deal, no matter how hard the Bengals try to mask the absence of Joe Burrow. Zach Taylor, his record tells the truth. He is 4-30-1 without Joe Burrow at the helm. Starting kickoff at 4:25, head referees Carl Cheffers. The line currently is Lions minus 10, over-unders 49.5. Kevin, I think the Lions blow this minus 10 out of the water. What say you?
I say no. I know that this will be a second consecutive game that I'm on the Bengals, but here is something just to consider. The week after playing the Cleveland Browns, teams have really not played well. Look at the Packers, you know, in Dallas. They played well offensively, but they couldn't stop anybody. The Lions are coming off a win over the Browns, but God, did they get beat up in that game by Cleveland's defense. Baltimore beat Cleveland, but then the next week lost. I think this Cleveland Brown team takes a lot out of you, even when you win the game. So this is one of those letdown spots. You know, the Lions, with the Ravens win and then the short week win over the Browns, wouldn't surprise me on the road if there's a letdown in a closer game than anticipated. But I'll tell you what, man, that Jake Browning was just horrendous on Monday Night Football. I don't know why they're not looking into a Jameis Winston or a Kirk Cousins. They've got too much talent on that team. And in that AFC North, anything could happen. Anything could happen. I mean, Pittsburgh right now 3-1, but with Baltimore and Cleveland, Cincy could have a shot if they could just figure out the quarterback spot. And their backup is like Brett Rippon, I think. Now, maybe they think Burrow's coming back a lot sooner than most people think, but Browning's not good enough. But somehow, I'll take the 10.5, and you know, Detroit wins something like, you know, 28-21, something like that.
Yeah.
All right, Monday night we'll do on Monday. I want to talk real quickly about the opportunity that Maryland has tomorrow, and you'll hear something that Mike Locksley said with the Junkies yesterday as well. We'll do that next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Are you surprised at the maturity of Malik Washington through the four games, or is this just something that you expect from him? You knew he had this sort of mind frame and, you know, mindset heading into games. Even is he 18 or 19? How old is he at this point?
Yeah, I mean, he's still 18.
And 18 years old.
I've kind of known that it, I mean, I've spent a lot of time with this kid over the last 4 years of recruiting him and getting to know him and his mental makeup and how he's been built. And there's no doubt that the maturity has always been there, but I couldn't tell you that until we see him live in Bullets, which we've seen him in the first four games and how he's responded. And even when he hasn't played great within the game at times, nothing seems to rattle him. He seems to have kind of that gumption and moxie that you want to see out of that position.
Mike Locksley on Malik Washington's maturity. He'll get a test tomorrow. The Terps with a big home game tomorrow. Early October, 4-0, a chance to get to 5-0 against Washington. The Huskies coming into this game off of a loss to number one last week, Ohio State at home. The game was actually a competitive game. It was 7-3 at halftime. It was 14-6 entering the fourth quarter. Ohio State's outstanding defensively, but this is a much bigger test for Maryland, I think, than the game they played 2 weeks ago at Wisconsin. Look, you go into Madison, it's always hard to win in the Big Ten, especially for the Maryland's and other teams like that in the conference, and that's a big win. I said it's a signature win for Locksley, but Wisconsin's down, and they were injured at quarterback. Washington comes into this game with Damon Williams and Jonah Coleman. Their quarterback is a sophomore, and he's good. Their running back is an NFL, future NFL running back, Jonah Coleman, number one. They are one of the best third down conversion teams in the country. This tomorrow, for me, is about Maryland's defense against Washington's offense. Maryland's defense has led them so far. They have three or four guys that are going to be NFL players in the future. They are fast. They are young. They're aggressive. They turn people over. And they've really been a factor in the four games, including in Madison, where they basically shut down Wisconsin's offense. Maryland's special teams have been great. They blocked kicks. This is the kind of game it could be. I like Malik Washington, love his size, love his, you know, overall, he's the picture of an NFL quarterback physically. He's got a long way to go, though. He really does. If you've watched him carefully, the accuracy isn't always there. Sometimes the touch isn't there, but he's young. Hopefully we get a chance to watch him develop over the next 2 years, next year and beyond. This is a big spot for Maryland. If they win, they could be ranked next week, Max. You know, they've gotten votes for two straight weeks. I know that Washington's not ranked, but they're 3-1 with only one loss to Ohio State. And they really didn't beat anybody. They beat a Colorado State team. They beat a Washington State, you know, in the Apple Cup game that they're still playing despite not being in the same conference with one another. This is a big spot, though. And I think the key for Maryland is defensively, can they get off the field against a very good third down conversion team? And what we've seen from Maryland teams in this spot before is we've seen self-inflicted losses. Too many penalties, too many mistakes with the clock and the management of it, too many turnovers. Can they eliminate or minimize those in this spot tomorrow? If they do, I think they got a shot to win the game in maybe a lower scoring kind of a game than many think. But win that, and you go to 5-0, and next week Nebraska comes to town with Dylan Raiola and company, and that would be, I think, a packed house in College Park. And they are close to packing the house for tomorrow. If you want tickets, there are still a few available at umterps.com. Of course, we will carry the game as the home of Maryland football. Johnny and Steve Suter on the call tomorrow, 3:30 kickoff, 2:30 pregame. I like the Terps' chances. I think Washington coming off a game in which they played the number one team in the country. It was a physical game, and they're traveling, you know, in a conference game coast to coast, about as far as you can travel almost in the conference. I like Maryland tomorrow in a close, lower-scoring game. In college, that means something like, you know, 20-17, 23-20, something like that. Would love to see the Terps get the win. Should be an exciting atmosphere as well in College Park. All right, Ben Standing next.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.